So it says there, 2 Timothy 3 and 12, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So now, from this scripture here, it tells us that there is no way around persecution. So if persecution is surely to come, then I have to know how to really deal with persecution. Because persecution is really going to determine how far I can go. So it say, he says, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, persecution is defined as a display of emotional displeasure which leads to unjust treatment born out of hatred, bitterness, envy, misgivings, etc. It is the heritage of frontliners. And I mean, I could tell you some stories about, you know, being persecuted and that sort of thing. And one of the things that, you know, y'all ladies, you know, whoever, you know, perm your hair, whatever, you know, when you put that relaxer in your hair, that hair starts to process it. It starts straightening, right?
Yes, sir.
The only thing that stops that hair from processing is that neutralizer. Once you put that neutralizing shampoo in there, it stops the process from stopping there. So many times, what persecution is like a neutralizer. It's really trying to stop you from really fulfilling all that God has placed in your life. But the thing about it is, see, you have to recognize it and know it for what it is, and not allow it to make you fall apart and make you feel like, you know, nobody likes me. So what if don't nobody like me? You just really have to get to a point. Now, I'm going to share this here with you. Unless you have come to a place where you can really handle persecution, you're not ready for the blessing. You are not ready for the blessing if you can't handle persecution. If when persecution comes, you know, persecution come on the job, you just leave, you know, you go to talk to somebody, you tell them that, you know, I want to go in another department. No, this department I'm supposed to be in right here. Why they persecute me at? And even whenever God starts blessing you, persecution is going to come. But I like persecution is you ever seen a dog run behind a car just barking, just blah, 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 blah. You know the dog can't eat the car. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so you have to not even pay any attention to him. And if you don't pay any attention to him, he'll stop barking after a while. He get on the road. But if you sit there in that spot and you start, get away from me, get away. He'll just yab, 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 yab. And a lot of times, that's what we're doing. We stopping instead of just keep on moving. Now, in the 12th verse of that same, let me see. Let's see, 2 Timothy 3, let me see if it's verse 11. Yeah, I think it's verse 11, because I want you to see that. Let's see, 2 Timothy 3, 11. It said persecution, the Apostle Paul was going through persecution afflictions, which came to me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecutions, watch this, what persecution I endured. So persecution has to be endured. You with me?
Yes, sir.
So if you allow it to, you know, break you down, that kind of thing, like I told you, it's just like the neutralizer and the perm. It's really, its purpose is to break you down.
Yes, right.
But you have to understand that I understand that persecution is going to come.
Yes, sir.
And persecution is really a signal.
Yes, sir. Wow.
That promotion is on the horizon. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. I'm talking about, man, I have seen it over and over. So many times when persecution comes, you have to recognize it, because you need to stay in your righteous position. You don't need to step outside your chariot. You with me? You don't need to choke the peasant that threw the tomato. You just need to stay in. You just need to stand there. You just need to ride it out. They saying what they saying, but that's okay about what they said. I'm not going, I don't need to check nobody. I don't need to call nobody up and say, hold up, what this is you say? I don't need to do none of that. See, the Bible said that vineyards belong to the Lord. Yes. And one of the things that I found out is that if you want God to really get into your situation supernaturally, you have to bag up naturally. Yes. And allow God to do it. You understand what I'm saying? So persecution, you have to allow it to run its course. And you know what? Sometimes people are talk, and guess what? They get tired. So when they get tired, you know, you just still be that loving person. Okay, watch this. That does not mean that I have to go out to eat with them.
That's right.
That does not mean that I have to go over to their house and I have to drink coffee with them. You with me? Amen. When somebody start persecuting you, the enemy, he's just trying to neutralize because, amen, God is about to do something supernatural in your life. So he's trying to slow you down. Glory to God. But you've got to know that you know. Okay, all right, devil, I understand what you're trying to do because I see this is a signal right here. And this thing is signaling and letting me know that God is about to do something supernatural on my behalf. And I don't have to be fighting back in this. See, this battle is not even mine. This battle belongs to the Lord. And because it belongs to the Lord, guess what? I'm going to keep my righteous position. I'm not going to cuss you out. I'm not going, you understand what I'm saying? Because really what they're trying to do, they're trying to pull you out of your position. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Glory to God. All right. Hallelujah. So naturally, the seed of the bondwoman is on a commission to persecute the child of the promise. So when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, God is giving you a signal, a lifting from heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you began on a journey of holiness, plenty of mockeries will come from wayfaring Christians. The ones who are not going anywhere. They just stay in the way as seeds by the wayside. The birds will soon come and pick them up. You must allow those who are behind you to do their job. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, it talks about persecution brings promotion. Those who mind men naturally miss God. And I'm telling you, you had to come to a point where, I mean, you don't even, I remember the apostle saying this, that he heard his spiritual father, Brother Hagin, say. Brother Hagin said, if somebody had wrote something about him in the newspaper, he wouldn't even read it. He said, if they were saying something about him on television station, he wouldn't even tune into it. Neither would he let anybody bring him the report.
Amen.
You understand? Yes. And so the apostle has really taught me because, you know, can I just really be honest with you?
Yes. Yes,
I was one of those kind that I don't care how long it took me, I was going to get you back. Straight up, I was going to get you back. But he said to me one day, he said, son, never let men get in your heart. I say, what? He said, never let men get in your heart. Never let what men do to you affect your heart to the point to where you start feeling you have ill will about them. I said, ooh. So I asked him a question one day. We were, there was a wedding that was going on. And, you know, I saw... See, where I live at in Baton Rouge, you know, they have people who have came to Word of Life and, you know, they may have left, you know. Many times people can't really receive success. When they start seeing success, you understand, they can't handle it. And so, you know, there are people that I saw them at the wedding. I saw these people at the wedding who had left Word of Life and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And see, so I'm a young pastor, so I'm wondering how you deal with folk like this. So I saw the pastor shaking their hand and stuff and And I know these people don't mean it no good because I heard some of the things they said.
That's right.
And so I asked the question. I said, how you do that? He said, you can never let a man get in your heart. He said, you got to always let God fight for you. He said, he said, all I do is just pray for folk. He said, I don't fight nobody. He said, when you keep it like that, he said, God's going to always protect you. And so, you know, I'm saying, Lord, can I do this? I mean, you know, I've been used to getting folk back. I said, no, vengeance belong to me. God said, that's the reason why I say vengeance belong to me. Because I want you to always trust. See, Proverbs 3:5, by trusting the Lord with all your heart and lean out to your own. That's what he means, trusting him with everything. With all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him. God said, I'm gonna give you direction. You don't need to try to fight this thing on your own. I got you. Boy, when the Lord let me know he had my back, Lord, so I got you. I got you. All right. Just be still and just know I'm God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So persecutions are not afflictions. They are signals and proof of promotion. When you are persecuted for righteousness, it invokes God. It provokes God for your promotion. When they persecuted Joseph for purity, God found a place for him in the palace. I mean, you know, Joseph, he was Joseph. You know, he faithful to God. And Potiphar's wife find a reason to accuse him wrongly because he didn't do what she thought. What really happened, she really was embarrassed because she thought she was all that and a bag of chips. And Joseph said no to her. So she really was embarrassed because of it. And so that's what she was hot about. What do you mean? He done turned me down. Okay, all right. He tried to rape me. So she brought, but even in that, Joseph did not. If you watch what happened to him, even with his brothers, how his brothers handled him. And when it came to a point to where Joseph had been promoted by God, Joseph never set out to pay his brothers back. Never set out to pay them back. But he wanted to bless them. And see, that shows what was in Joseph's heart. And see, the thing about it, well, man may not be able to see your heart. God see it. You can talk all the noise you want to talk. But the thing about it is, your promotion comes when God see what's in your heart. And God see that you're not getting out from your righteous stand. You're keeping your righteous stand. I'm not going to let the enemy provoke me. I'm not going to let it pull me out of this. You understand what I'm saying? I am going to keep this righteous stand that God has placed me in, and I'm going to see victory. I'm going to see victory. Not only that, I'm going to see promotion. I'm telling you, I have seen promotion after promotion after promotion when folk were trying to, you know, do things to undermine me and that kind of thing and stuff. I said, my goodness, man. The Lord told me one time, the Lord said, now, Jeff, this is what I want you to, I used to like Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood had, he had made, I don't remember what name the movie was, but the man was threatening Clint Eastwood, and Clint Eastwood said, go ahead. Make my day. And the Lord said, that's the way you have to be when people are out to persecute you. Go ahead and make my day, because all you're going to do is you're going to set me up for promotion. Go ahead. I mean, if you got to say what you got to say, go ahead and say it. Just like my brother-in-law, who he's secured at my church. And he said that he had opened church up and had a couple of ladies of the church, they had went in. And so had this guy was standing on the porch over here with some old people. So he ran off the porch and he ran in the church. So my brother-in-law was out in the truck. So he came to see what was going on. So by the time he was coming in, the man was leaving out. So he asked him, he said, what he was looking for? So he came to find out if they got an ATM machine in here. Because people have been lying that they got an ATM machine in my church. Because all right, because I follow apostles, they say, well, these people, they buy money. So, you know, one thing they do, they get you. When you join the church, they get your social security number. And you got to turn in all your papers. You got to let, put that lie on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you just got to get past all that. You can't even be entertaining that. Paul got to went across the street. Say, what y'all think this is? What? No, the Lord said, no, I got this here. People gonna always look for something to say about you. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. My time is up. Praise God. Well, my goodness, man. Y'all been a good class. Yes. Yeah. You want to ask a question? You better hurry up. Okay.